AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he plans to sue the Trump administration over the deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles.
I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent. Everybody knows.
The National Guard was called in to help deal with anti-immigration protests over the weekend in L.A. Arriving back at the White House, the president was asked if ICE leader Tom Homan should arrest Newsom.
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great. Gavin likes the publicity, but I think it would be a great thing.
The streets of Los Angeles have been mostly quiet today. Today is the day President Trump's new ban on travel from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries took effect. Albanese Louis Joost is a Haitian American. She says the ban leaves people there with no chance for escape.
Haiti is not in the best shape as it was before. In the beginning, we were a country of freedom, liberty, just one of the most beautiful countries. And now it's just all being corrupted because of lack of representation, lack of government. There's a lot of just kidnapping, killings. It's just really bad right now.
The travel ban does not revoke visas previously issued to people from countries on that list. 16 states are suing the Trump administration over its plans to allow the sale of forced reset triggers that make semi-automatic rifles fire more rapidly and return devices already seized to their owners. President Trump's National Institutes of Health director says some employees' critical letter to him has fundamental misconceptions about the policy directions the NIH is taking. The letter from NIH researchers and staffers says the Republican Trump administration's policies waste public resources and harm people's health. The White House says it's restoring the gold standard of science for federal research instead of pursuing ideological activism. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched 479 drones at the country in the war's biggest overnight drone bombardment. This is AP News. Palestinians say Israeli forces and allied gunmen fired into a crowd in Gaza going to a food distribution center.
The territory's health ministry said six people were killed early Monday. Witnesses say the gunmen appeared to be allied with the Israeli military, operating in close proximity to troops and retreating into an Israeli military zone after the crowd hurled stones at them. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Israel recently acknowledged supporting local armed groups opposed to Hamas. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Southern Baptist meeting this week in Dallas will be asking to approve resolutions calling for a legal ban on pornography and a reversal of the Supreme Court's approval of same-sex marriage. The proposed resolutions call for laws on gender, marriage, and family based on what they say is the biblically stated order of the divine creation. They also want curbs on sports betting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.